Our reading today comes from the Gospel of John. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the believer drink. As the scripture says, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit was not given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Will you all pray with me? Holy and loving God, I pray that the words that I am about to speak be transformed into your message. I pray that you open our hearts and our ears so that we might receive the good news that you have for us. Amen. So today is Pentecost, which means we decorate in a beautiful way. It's the day, the one day out of the whole year that we actually really get to talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity, which is God the Creator, God the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. Creator and Christ get like 51 days out of the year. Holy Spirit gets the one. But here we are. We are ready to celebrate, to acknowledge God's presence in our lives. And as I was reading the Pentecost story, I couldn't get past that first sentence, which, by the way, it's a little bit daunting when you're coming to preach and you can't get past the first sentence. It's like, oh, okay, wait. In the first part of the Pentecost story are the people, the disciples, the early followers of Jesus gathered together. And they're waiting. They're filled with this anticipation, right? Raise your hand if you know where that came from. Okay, we'll talk later. So they're filled with this anticipation, this waiting, this wanting, this longing, because they've had these incredible experiences with Jesus, and now Jesus is gone. What next? Where do we go from this place? It's kind of like when you're on a mission trip or when you've spent a week or a weekend at La Forêt or off in Ireland or the Holy Land on a pilgrimage and it's your last day. And you had all of these incredible experiences building up. You are in a thin place, a place where the veil between heaven and earth is so thin, you feel God's presence around you everywhere you go. But now, you have to go back home. Right? That sort of this holy, this sacred moment, it has to come to an end, and you have to turn the van around and go back to everyday life. Where do you go from there? Tell you what I do. I plan the next retreat. You wonder why I send our kids to La Forêt so much. It's because I need it too. It is a place where my spirit is filled. It's why we go on mission trips. It's why we do retreats. It's why we come here a couple Sundays a month, if you're really good, every Sunday. But I feel that so often we do this boom and bust model of faith formation, where we have these really high, incredible moments, and then we go back into our ordinary lives. And we distance ourselves from this time, this place, and we're left with this hunger, this thirst for something deep. And I think Jesus knew that this was going to happen even to the earliest disciples. Those men and women who were gathered in that upper room, praying together, sitting together, sharing stories together. Hey, Peter, remember that time that Jesus came walking out on water and you thought you could do it too? Dude, you sank, right? Like, they're telling these stories all over again. This is what they have gathered to do. But Jesus knew that those stories and those experiences wouldn't get them through the day-to-day. So Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are thirsty, because there is this river flowing and it will never run dry." And that river, the thing that is going to quench your thirst, that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the answer to our boom and bust, mountaintop to mountaintop, retreat to retreat, pilgrimage to pilgrimage style of faith formation. The Holy Spirit is what gets us through the everyday. But it's kind of easy to ignore God's presence in the everyday, isn't it? Because my phone can go off and I can be like, oh, I got to answer this email. Or hey, I have this new series on Netflix that I need to binge. No time for meditation. Or maybe you have kids and you have to run them all over the place. From place to place, we get so distracted, we don't have time. We don't make the time. And the Holy Spirit can easily be ignored. Except for on Pentecost. That is why the rushing wind, the fires, the noise, the feeling, the earth shaking, that is what it is all about. And I love the contradiction of the fires of Pentecost and the quenching thirst of the river that Jesus talks about, because we need both. You see, in my mind, I like to think of Pentecost as the Holy Spirit Day, also known as the Holy Kick in Your Pants Sunday, because it is the Sunday where you can't sit still, where you can't rest on that last thin place moment, where you have to be moved, where you have to go with it, where you have to speak, where you have to dream. You see, the Holy Spirit is known to us as the sustainer of our faith. Because when we are called to prophesy like the people prophesied on Pentecost, when we are called to speak truth to power, when we are called to say the hard things that others don't want to hear because it is God's truth, we need someone to sustain us. Because it is hard work. And when we are pouring ourselves out like that, we need to be poured back into. So when we are given the gift of prophecy, when we can speak truth in the hard times, when we can speak about justice and peace and love and kindness, when we can speak the gospel, we need something to sustain us. The Holy Spirit is our guide as we have these visions of how we can live in community together. When we have these visions of what God's kingdom really is supposed to be like. And we want to bring those visions into reality. We need our guide, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is known to us as the companion. Jesus told his disciples I'm not going to leave you orphaned and abandoned. You are going to have a companion, someone to be there with you every step of your journey. And it is in the Holy Spirit that the church is formed. We are each other's support. We are the community that reminds one another that we are loved, that we are called to do good things in this world, and we are called to live the gospel life. And our companion lets us know that we are not alone. Even though we might feel like a voice of one crying out in the wilderness and no one is listening to reason anymore, no one is listening to love anymore, hatred is winning, the Holy Spirit reminds us, you're not alone in this. And the Holy Spirit reminds us to get off our tushies and go and do it. You're not supposed to sit back and just wait for someone else to live out the life for you. You have to do it too. You have to put in the work into your own spiritual life and into the work of the community. And that's God's gift to us. God's gift to us is a daily reminder of God's love and presence with us. You see, when our faith becomes an everyday thing, when it becomes an everyday part of us, we can't help but be changed for the better. You are already wonderfully and fearfully made. Don't get me wrong. But we could all be a little better, right? We could all be a little bit more kind, a little bit more brave to speak up. We can all be a little bit more grounded and centered. So we pray for God's holy presence in our lives. We pray that God will be with us on the mountaintops, in the valleys, in the day-to-day, and in the extraordinary. But we need the reminder. We need Pentecost to remind us that the Holy Spirit is here with us. And we need the church to remind us that God walks with you every step you take. And we need the Spirit to move us into action. In the church that I grew up in, we sang this prayer every Sunday. And I'm not going to sing it to you because angels weep every time I sing and not because it's pretty. It's true. But listen to this prayer. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. Melt me. Mold me, fill me, use me. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. When you're thirsty for God's presence in your life, pray for the Holy Spirit. She'll be there. Amen.